In this video, I'm going to talk about two updates related to the lifecycle management of management packs. First, MP update and recommendation. Second, data-driven alert management. During the lifecycle of an MP, SCOM users typically face two types of challenges. First, one-time challenges faced once per MP installation. Second, ongoing challenges faced on a regular basis. One-time challenges encompass the following. SCOM users were required to track changes to the dynamic IT environments to detect new workloads. They were also required to know and understand which files were ignored while installing an MP, so that the missing files can be installed and the running workload can be monitored properly. They were also charged with the responsibility of identifying the adequate management packs for different workloads, downloading the same via MSDLC and installing them. Ongoing challenges can be subdivided into maintaining and tuning challenges. IT professionals had to regularly check for updates to the management packs that they used and then had to manually install the same. While tuning, IT professionals had to dig into multiple data sources to analyze and understand which management packs were generating most noise. They further had to drill down to the level of monitors, sources, and rules associated with these management packs that generated most noise. It was only post this intensive analysis that they could make requisite changes to the management packs to reduce noise. Data-driven alert management feature focuses on the ongoing challenge of tuning the management packs, whereas MP update and recommendation feature focuses on the one-time challenges of discovering workloads, finding the adequate management pack, resolving partial installations, and deploying the management pack. It also focuses on the ongoing challenge of maintaining the management pack. With the new updates, SCOM users will be able to automatically discover workloads that do not have corresponding management packs installed. It will also be able to tell the user if all the necessary management pack files for a particular workload are installed. At the same time, it will enable IT professionals to install the missing management packs and files with a single click. Talking about the tasks that SCOM users have to do on an ongoing basis, IT professionals will now be informed about updates to management packs via the updates and recommendation feature. They will be able to select and run updates to different management packs from one single point with a single click. With the inclusion of data-driven alert management feature, IT professionals will be able to identify noisy alerts and override them at the host, service, and management pack level. They will be able to exercise informed judgment after looking at the data presented to them with respect to various alerts on a single screen. They will also be able to disable and override these alerts with a few clicks only. Let's start with the updates and recommendations feature. To utilize this feature, the SCOM machine must be connected to the internet. First, you have to select the administration workspace. From there, you have to select the updates and recommendations option under management packs section. Here you will be able to see different workloads that may have associated action items along with their statuses. The three different possible statuses are partially installed, not installed, and update available. To understand more, let us look at one example corresponding to each status. CoreOS 2016 workload is listed as partially installed as only a few management pack files required to monitor the workload were found to be installed. To identify relevant information with respect to a listed workload, highlight the same and click on More Information from the Tasks menu. Here, we are able to identify different machines where this workload is running, different management packs with respect to this workload that have already been installed, and the management packs that are required to be installed to fully monitor this workload. The status of Defender 2016 is not installed, as no management pack corresponding to it was found, which may be the case with new workloads or workloads that aren't being monitored by choice. To delve deeper, we must click on More Information. Here, we can identify the machines wherein this workload is running. The status of Microsoft Azure SQL database is update available. To delve deeper again, we must click on more information. Here we can see the list of management packs corresponding to the workload that can be updated. We can also see additional files that are needed to completely monitor the workload. To install or update management packs corresponding to a workload, highlight the workload and select GetMP from the Tasks menu. When one does so, Operations Manager connects to Microsoft Management Pack Web Catalog service. Here, the management packs that have to be imported to fully monitor the workload are listed. One can import the management pack by clicking Install. If your preferred language isn't selected by default, you can select the required language from the Languages option. You may select the Get All MPs option to install and update all management packs associated with different workloads that have been listed here in one shot. When one does so, Operations Manager connects to Microsoft Management Pack Web Catalog service. Here, one can view different management packs that can be installed or updated corresponding to the workloads. Here again, you can import the management packs by clicking Install. To download or view the reference guide with respect to a workload, highlight the same and select View Guide from the Tasks menu. Doing so launches the web browser. One may choose to view the guide immediately by clicking Open, or may save it for viewing it later. To view the DLC page corresponding to a workload, click View DLC page from Tasks menu. This again launches the web browser and opens up the DLC page corresponding to the workload that was selected. It must be noted here that the logic to identify new workloads, updates, and installables runs every 24 hours by default. That said, it can be tuned to run at a higher frequency using Operations Manager shell. Now let us look at the data-driven alert management feature. For using this feature, you must select Tune Management Packs option. Here, you will be able to view alert counts corresponding to different management packs during a specified period. This period can be specified by selecting Identify Management Packs to Tune option. You can use these two fields to specify the period. You can also specify the threshold value of alerts per MP. So that the corresponding management packs and alerts are displayed. For example, here the threshold is set to 30. Therefore, only the management packs that have greater than 30 alerts corresponding to them for the set period will be displayed. To tune your management pack for alerts, you must first highlight it and then select Tune Alerts from the Tasks menu. Here you will be able to see the list of alerts corresponding to the selected management pack, their counts during the set period, their severity, their priority. You'll also be able to identify whether the alert was generated via a rule or a monitor and the name of the corresponding rule or monitor. For example, we can see PowerShell script failed to run alert has been raised 48 times during the set period. The severity of this alert is warning, the priority is medium, it was generated via a rule, and the name of the rule was Alert on Failed PowerShell Scripts. If you feel that an alert listed here is not critical to your operations, you may choose to override it or disable it altogether. This can be done in various ways. One way is to disable or override alerts at source level. To do that, highlight the alert and select View or Override Sources. Here you will be able to see various sources of the alert and the alert count per source. To stop a source from ensuing alerts, highlight the source and click Disable. Here you can see the Override button next to the Enable parameter is checked automatically. And source override value is set to false. This will prevent this source from issuing this particular alert in the future. To save the changes, you must select the requisite MP from the drop-down menu. To override different parameters of an alert when it is triggered from a specific source, select Override. To override the priority of an alert when it is issued from this particular source, check the tick box next to Priority. Then override the value of priority. Similarly, you can override the severity of this alert when it is issued from this particular source by checking the box next to severity, setting a severity override value. You can also use the override option to prevent this source from issuing this alert in the future by selecting the checkbox next to enabled and then selecting the override value as false. Here again, to save the overrides, you must save the requisite MP from the drop-down menu and click Apply. Another way to tune the selected alert is via the Overrides option in the Tasks menu. Here you'll be able to disable the rule per target class for a particular group, for a specific object of the target class, or for all objects of another class. You'll also be able to override this alert for all objects of a target class, for a specific group, for a specific object of the target class, or for all objects of another class. For example, if you want to disable the selected rule for a specific group, select Override, go to Disable the rule, select For a group. Here you will be able to select the group from which you want to ignore this alert. If you want to override this rule for a target class, select Override the rule and select For all objects of a class. Here you can follow the same procedure as explained earlier to override the alert. For viewing or editing the settings of a rule or a monitor, highlight the rule and select View or edit the setting of this rule or monitor. Over here you will be able to see the target, the rule name, and a host of other information that will help you override or disable the rule. You can also use this option to disable or override the rule for the target class, for a specified group, for a specific object of a class, or for all objects of another class.